The High Court has thrown out a challenge to the Australian government's immigration detention on Nauru, saying the government's current arrangements are valid under the Constitution. The 260 plaintiffs in the case now face the prospect of removal to Nauru and Manus Island, and many refugee advocacy groups are not at all happy. Of the 260 people, there are 37 babies born in Australia and 36 children and women who've been sexually assaulted and harassed. The Wire's Bonnie Parker has the story.
Hugh de Kretser is the executive director of the Human Rights Law Centre, who represented over 200 refugees facing deportation. He says they're disappointed in the ruling.
He spoke to the lead plaintiff, who is a mother of here in Australia. She's effectively taken this case on behalf of other people in a similar situation to her, and she burst into tears when she was informed of the decision. And she has implored us to do whatever we can to enable her child to have the opportunity of freedom somewhere safe. So that is all these people are asking for, is the opportunity to rebuild their lives somewhere decent, somewhere in safety. And the court has spoken about legality of the government's actions. I guess the focus now turns to the morality of the government's actions. And the morality for us is very clear. We shouldn't be sending vulnerable people to being warehoused on remote Pacific islands with no future.
Hugh de Kretser, Executive Director of the Human Rights Law Centre. So what do people face when they go back to offshore detention? Detention rights advocate Pamela Kerr.
Even if when they're found to be refugees and released into the community, they're put in dongas in various parts of the island in the bush, and they're given a very small amount of money, just enough to feed themselves, and that's their lives. And as we see from the children who are sending messages to us, the children don't feel safe at school, so they don't want to go. They get beaten at school because under Nauruan law, corporal punishment is allowed, and of course it is exacted very frequently on the refugee children whom nobody wants. As for their parents have got no future. The Nauru government has refused to give any sort of permanent visa because they expect these people to leave. This is a sad fact of this horrible failed experiment.
Detention rights advocate Pamela Kerr. Dr. Barry Fatafod is the co-founder of Doctors for Refugees. She says children living in detention show many health concerns, including signs of poor growth and concentration, increased bedwetting, nightmares and a failure to thrive.
In the past, with people who have fled from the regimes that refugees have, we've seen that after a while, when we've been treated in a normal, humane, compassionate way, like we used to do, and like every other first world country manages to do, that after a while, many of these people are integrated well into the community. And we have many success stories. We hear about them from time to time, all these terrific stories of businessmen and politicians and entrepreneurs who have made their start from having come from a refugee background. Now, none of them were in an environment where they came to seek sanctuary and were locked up facing persecution and deprivation almost akin to what they had fled from. So time will only tell how this manifests on adults who were treated this way as children.
Dr. Barry Fatafod, co-founder of Doctors for Refugees. Pamela Kerr says it's about more than just prettying up camps.
There is not enough water. Their toilets are filthy. The facilities, they're crammed into tents. These are conditions which would not be allowed in this country. The only reason they get away with it is because Australia has made Nauru a secret state. You can see no journalist is allowed there. Nobody is allowed who will speak honestly and truthfully about what they see. This is another nail in the coffin of humanity in this country, and it is shredding the fabric of Australia. We like to think of ourselves as a decent, generous people. How can we sustain that belief when we are being deliberately cruel to 2,000 people for a political objective? I believe that eventually the Australian people will say, not in our name.
Hugh Hutzer says the decision is now in the government's hands.
It's really over to the government and the Prime Minister and the Immigration Minister to show some compassion and allow these people to stay. So the High Court has ruled on the government's actions. We need to review the case and the judgments more closely to see how it might affect other people in similar situations. But certainly the focus now is on efforts to ask the government to do what is compassionate and fundamentally decent in these circumstances.
We've seen these people have their babies. We've seen babies born. We've seen them growing up, learning to crawl, learning to walk, all in detention. We're very close to these people. It's going to break our hearts to see them sent back.
Detention rights advocate Pamela Kerr ending that report from The Wire's Bonnie Parker.